this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah.
January 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday, the national holiday coming up on January 20th. But a lot of events taking place between now and then. And to talk about that from the city of Elyria, we have LaTonya Connolly joining us. Thanks for sharing some time with us today. You got a big list I can see in front of me.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Bruce. And yes, we do. We have a lot of activities going on from now through next week.
We had Gerald Evans from the First Community Interfaith Institute in earlier in the week, and they had an event on Tuesday, kind of a musical event taking place at the Debunkus Branch Library. But you have got other activities coming up beginning on a Friday. Talk a little bit about some of the things taking place this
weekend. Well, we'll do the calendar of events starting on tomorrow. The Man Time to Wake Up from the Dream is 7 p.m. That's going to be at Greater Victory Christian Ministries on 559 Reed Avenue in Lorain. That program is sponsored by the 100 Men of Lorain County. On Saturday is the 35th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Festival. It's going to be held at the Elyria Public Library on West River Road. That's at 1194 West River Road in the Miller Room. That program starts at 11 a.m. It is also sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. And then on Saturday evening, we've added the Youthful Praise Celebrating the King. It's going to be at 6 p.m. This is sponsored by a youth organization, the Northern Ohio Baptist District Association, the Sandusky Sub-District Youth Division. It's going to be held at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 632 West River Road North here in Elyria. On Sunday evening, the traditional Lorain NAACP King Celebration is going to be at 4 p.m. at the Friendship Baptist Church. That's located at 2160 Reeves Avenue in Lorain. We're moving on now to Oberlin, where Oberlin is going to have a program on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. entitled Incognito. That's going to be held at Finney Chapel there at Oberlin College, located at 90 North Professor Street. This program is a solo performance by Michael Fosberg on race, diversity, and identity. It's going to be followed by the Mount Zion Baptist Church Men's Choir of Oberlin. And then also on Sunday evening, there's going to be a celebration in Lorain, going back over to Lorain. The Martin Luther King celebration is going to be 7 p.m. This is going to be held also at the Greater Victory Christian Ministries at 559 Reed Avenue. Well, Monday is the big day, and Monday is the National King Day of Service. That's Monday, January 20th. We will start here in Elyria with the commemorative walk from Ely Square to Elyria High School. The walk is promptly at 10:30. We're celebrating the 28th annual Elyria Community-Wide Celebration. Our theme this year is Determined to Stand for Equality. We're going to have Minister Mark Taylor delivering the I Have a Dream speech. He's been doing this since he was in high school, and we want to have everybody to come out. This is a reaffirmation. We just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, so we've asked Minister Taylor to come and to recite the I Have a Dream speech. We'll have our community information fair that's going to be held from 12:30 to 2. Always following the King celebration is the King Holiday Soul Food Dinner. That's at Marcel Hall, 117 Oberlin Road, $10 for adults, $8 for children 10 and under. That's running from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Oberlin, they will have their rededication to the dream, which will be held in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. That starts at 12:15 at the corner of South Pleasant and Vine Streets there in Oberlin. The Lorain Public Library is going to have a King celebration. This is at the main library branch, 351 West 6th Street at 1 p.m. At 6 p.m., there's also going to be a program at the South Branch Lorain Library, and that's going to be at 2121 Homewood Drive. Now, finishing up the activities on Tuesday, Lorain County Community College, the Student Life and Student Senate are having a program entitled The Dream Lives On. That's Tuesday, January 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They've invited W. Sean Ramey, to be the keynote speaker, and there's going to be musical entertainment. And concluding all of our activities for Dr. King is Wednesday, January 22nd, the 35th Annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Workshop, sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. That program is at 7 p.m. at the Canissa House, 142 Cleveland Street. So as you can see, we're celebrating throughout the entire county. We're joining 120 countries. And yesterday, being the 15th, we celebrated Dr. King's would have been 85th birthday.
Lots of activities happening throughout the county. Why do you think Lorain County is so bountiful in different types of Dr. King celebrations?
Well, I'm pleased with the amount of activities that have grown. We started out with just one or two. As you've heard, First Community Interfaith Institute have been celebrating the King holiday for 35 years, which is far longer than the national holiday. And so there was just one or two activities, and so I'm just excited that our entire county is embracing the notion of Dr. King's life, work, and contributions to society, not just for any one particular race or any one type of people. He worked and he taught about equality for all mankind, and that's why this theme that we've picked, Determined to Stand, even though the speech was 50 years ago, there is still work to be done. And saying that we're still going to stand for equality, we want fairness, we want respect, we want economic opportunity. We're doing it in our county all the way around.
And our county has been fortunate, I guess. You know, there were people in that are still alive in this county who either had either close participation, many things that were going on during that time, even though it was some 50 years ago for that march. But there's people there that can still pass on that. That feeling, that inspiration from that time to those younger people today, I think.
And that was the title for our King Essay and Poetry Contest, which was sponsored by United Way. We asked the kids, and these are fourth graders to 12th graders, to tell us why it's important to stand for equality. Even when you're in the fourth grade, you know about fairness, you know about being respectful, and you know what it means when someone has treated you unfairly or unjust. And so to have the kids, and we had almost 400 writings submitted this year, just knowing that they understand, and it'll shape their lives as they continue to grow up into adulthood.
And again, a lot of activities going on. We do have all those details as well posted at our website, WEOL.com, the list that you've put together here, quite an extensive list with the details and locations. Again, there's things throughout the county. And as you know, the main event that you talk about is the commemorative walk that starts at Ely Square to the high school. I checked the forecast, 30% chance of showers, but 35 degrees, which in January, considering how we just got through some sub-zero temperatures, it should be okay for folks to come out and walk. But sometimes a little bit of, as they say, determination to go in that walk is required. Just because of, you kind of sort of feel a little bit of a sacrifice as you're going out there. Again, walking from Ely Square to the beautiful Performing Arts Center at Elyria High School. And again, that's the big event going on the holiday, but a lot of things happening as well, as you said, beginning as well Friday and running through Wednesday. So plenty of opportunities for people to experience what Dr. King means and continues to mean to us as a society. Well, LaTanya, thanks for sharing the big list with us today. Appreciate it, and maybe seeing you at the walk this coming Monday. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for allowing us to share the news.